The Starry Night Prom is not just for high school students, but is open to people of any age with any type of disability. It's a huge event that has been held every May for the past 13 years at the Minneapolis De La Salle High School. The Starry Night Prom is free for attendees and offers professional photographs, free snacks, a live cover band, live classical music performed by the high school students, and if you arrive to the prom without a date, one of the high school students would be more than happy to dance with you. I arrived to prom on a Saturday evening in May. The parking lot was packed. De La Salle students dressed in tuxedos directed traffic, while parents and caregivers stopped to take pictures of the couples dressed in fancy dresses and suits. Inside the doors, high school students greeted guests and escorted attendees to the dance floor. I met up with Peg Hodup, who is the vice president of LaSallian Ministries for De La Salle High School. I asked Peg how a Starry Night Prom, a prom for people with disabilities, was started 13 years ago.
We had a group of students that were interested in multicultural education or inclusiveness, and we talked about a lot of different topics like race and gender and those types of things, and decided that that people with disabilities was also an important topic to look at, and then came up with this idea of a prom, and the rest is history. Last year we did take a count and there were 1,400 guests. Our student body is close to 700 right now, and we have 250 students from the student body who've made a commitment to being a part of the Starry Night Prom. By making that commitment, they have to attend sensitivity trainings ahead of time so that they know how to work with people with disabilities. I'm amazed by the number of kids that are interested and committed. And then so many of those students then going on choose to serve. I mean, our students all are required to do service in order to graduate from the school. And it's amazing to me how many of them come back and say, I'm really glad you made me do that, because it's created in me a lifelong effort to serve others. I have seen a lot of students who've gone on from De La Salle and have chosen lives of service, literally like working in nonprofits or in particular working with people with disabilities as a choice.
Natalie Ewell, I'm a senior, 4 years of doing Starry Night Prom. I don't know if you've seen how many students are involved, but there's at least 175 this year, which is almost one-third of our school. Huge student involvement. It's so awesome to see how excited everyone gets. It's honestly one of the best parts of the school year.
Do you plan after you graduate to do anything with like people with special needs or anything like
actually,
that?
Actually, I'm majoring in special education, or hopefully to get my degree in occupational therapy and work with people with disabilities. I definitely got some inspiration from here.
Incredible. Thank you.
What's your name?
Jeffrey Scott Eikens.
How many years have you been at prom?
5 years, and this is my sixth year.
What's your favorite thing about prom?
Dancing and the music. And the snacks and pop.
Do you have a date this year?
Yeah, I do.
And do you normally dress up for prom?
Yes, you do. You dress up in a suit coat or necktie, and then the girls, ladies would dress up in a prom dress. I got a favorite memory on being here. I got a favorite memory on having my picture taken. It's a good time at De La Salle School. Be sure and come next year.
Now this next song, is going to require some participation from the congregation tonight.
For more information on De La Salle High School and Starry Night Prom, visit www.delasalle.com. For KFAI, I'm Katie DeSalle.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.